Greetings, everyone. It's been a while since I've released a midweek miracle episode, but my conversation with Marcus Aurelius Higgs last week had me jumping up and down in excitement, and I thought, I cannot wait to release this interview to all of you so that you can enjoy and understand what an incredible human being he is. Marcus is many things, and once again, I'm in the unenviable position of trying to describe a human being in just a few minutes, but among many things, he's a teacher, and in this episode, he shares a really sweet moment or a few sweet moments that he's had with the children that he's worked with. He's also a communications coach for parents of preteens. He's an educator and mentor, and he's been that to young people from over 20 countries. He's hilarious, he's intelligent, he can keep up with me, and we had the best conversation. And I'm not sure if many of you have noticed, but I have been including some Easter eggs at the end of some of the past episodes, and this one is no exception. It's a little thing that if you want to listen to it at the very end, you're welcome to, but it's not necessary. All right, I'm so excited for you to meet Marcus. I'm going to stop talking now and say, get ready for my incredibly gorgeous conversation with Marcus Aurelius Higgs.
And the leader of the pack, Penny, she kept saying, turn to the last page, Marcus, turn to the last page. Is actually a quote that she wrote for me. Life is short, so smile more. She made me this Pinterest book, right? But then the last one says, you of all people deserve a happy ending. Because we would always talk about stories. Now, wait for it now. So then, me in my head, I said, do I deserve a happy ending? And it wasn't doubt. It's just the critical mind of a teacher of going to the question. I said, do I deserve a happy ending? And I was like, yeah, I do. And I was like, well, then how do I do it?
The main question of the podcast is I would love to hear a story or stories, if you want to tell more than one, of something magical or miraculous that has happened in your life that you feel comfortable sharing.
Yeah, I'm glad. I want to share about these fifth graders because they were awesome. I'm going to share two stories or whatever comes up. But the first one I want to share is when we came in after lunch one time, and this class is buzzing. The kids are all excited, and it was math time. And they're still at that age where they still respect authority, right? And I'm sitting there at the front of the class, and I closed my eyes because I didn't feel like yelling. I don't yell. That's just not me. And I closed my eyes, and then this kid in the back goes, Mr. Marcus is waiting, right? And I'm smiling at the front of the class. And the thing is, the smile came into my face naturally. And they said, why are you smiling? They all calmed down. And I said, why are you smiling? And I said to them, I said, you know what? I know you guys came in after lunch, so you're all buzzing and you're all active. And I was waiting for you to be quiet. And I thought the noise was annoying. And then I smiled and I said, you know what? There's going to be a time when I miss this noise. And I said, let me just appreciate it right now. And then all the kids go, oh, it's the cutest thing. So that was magical. And again, it was just very organic because it was true. And now I think about it, I was just like, oh, man. Yeah. I just savored the moment in the moment. It's not tears. My eyes really itch. And there's nothing wrong with crying. I'm just rubbing my eyes. The second story. So after we had that whole year, a friend was on maternity leave and I was covering for her. And they put together this book and they called me up on stage and they presented the book to me. And the leader of the pack, Penny, she kept saying, turn to the last page, Marcus, turn to the last page. Is actually a quote that she wrote for me. Life is short, so smile more. She gave me this Pinterest book, right? But then the last one says, you of all people deserve a happy ending. Because we would always talk about stories. Now, wait for it now. So then, me in my head, I said, do I deserve a happy ending? And it wasn't doubt. It's just the critical mind of a teacher of going to the question. I said, do I deserve a happy ending? And I was like, yeah, I do. And I was like, well, then how do I do it? And this is still small voice says, write it, Marcus. And when it said, write it, Marcus, like I got washed with, and I was just like, yeah, write it. And I choked up. And then Penny goes, are you crying? And a circle of fifth graders just proceeded to hug me. And like, so then I'm there, I dropped to one knee and they're all just hugging me like, oh. And that was a magical moment. And yeah, that is, you know, like those moments when they say a villain was formed, that was the moment. That's like when a hero was formed. It was in that moment I was baptized in the hugs of a class of fifth graders. And it said, just write this moment or write life, write a happy ending. And that's what I do. That's why I do what I do.
I hope you all enjoyed this interview with another exemplary human being in the world. Marcus and I got along like a house on fire, and I think our conversation and the laughter that resulted from it, well, I hope that it lifted your day. I also hope these interviews with other incredible human beings are reminding you that there are people out in the world who are here to do good work and provide service to others. The work that Marcus is achieving with all of the preteens, the kids, the teenagers that he's working with, well, we need more of that in this world. And I, for one, am so grateful that Marcus is doing this work. To discover a little bit more about this incredible human and what he's doing in the world, please check out his website. There will be a link in the episode's show notes. Thank you to all of you who listen, and thanks for all the ratings and reviews. And once again, if you feel so inclined, those of you who have not yet given me a rating or written a little review, I would be ever so grateful if you would do so. Those ratings and reviews help other people find us. As well, my new YouTube channel. It's so exciting. Check it out. You can see the glorious faces of my guests, see what they are like in real life, and kind of get a sense of who they are in the world, at least visually. There's about 26 or 27 videos up there, and it's another labor of love of mine. So be sure to check it out when you have the time. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Marcus. Be hilarious. Well, be funny, I guess, or use your sense of humor to create change in the world, to lift other people up, to remind people that this world is a good place. So cultivate your sense of humor, be like Marcus, and be open to the world, and bring laughter and hilarity and kindness to every single human you meet.
Okay. Thank you so much. I feel like you dropped the mic and walked away like 20 times during this interview. So I appreciate it.
You want another one? You want another yes. one? And yes. we could, this would be a nice note to end on.
Yes.
There's no greater privilege than to be who you are. right? Wait for it. There's no greater privilege than to be who you are. And when it is told, let them know it is a privilege to hear your story. Yeah. I'm looking forward to hearing your story, Kristen.
Oh my gosh. That's yes, I'm when I achieve world domination, I'm gonna force everyone to hear it.
You in this power trip, man. You if you want to dominate, if that's your role. Do you, boo? I'm not gonna steal your shine. Get it.
Hey, I have to say, I think, you know, I'm generally known as pretty witty and funny and quick with the response, but I think you could give me a run for my money.
You know, it's not a competition, but you're winning. Yeah.
No, it's good. I rarely meet people that can keep up with me or, you know, keep things going. So I so appreciate it. Seriously, I appreciate it because it's such a rare occurrence. Not that I'm that cool. I'm very humble, but it is like, anyway, that's awkward. I'm going to edit that part out.
Me and my friend have this thing whenever we hear something like that, like, I'm the most humble man I know. Come on. I love that.